This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today's a two-currency show, I guess. The dollar up top, the Indian rupee now. There are a whole lot of angry people and a whole lot of confusion in India right now over the decision last week by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to get rid of the 1,500 rupee notes. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta. He's on the line to explain. Hello, Rahul.
Hello to you.
First of all, why is the Prime Minister doing this? What's his rationale?
Well, his rationale was to basically try and clean up India's black economy, which is absolutely huge. There are two parallel economies, and you have this huge black cash economy. So his thinking last week, when he made this dramatic announcement on television that caused panic in the next 3 or 4 hours afterwards as people went out to spend all their money or as much of it as they could, was that by replacing almost 80% of the value of India's currency, making it illegal overnight, he would get rid of most of that. It's a huge, huge gamble, political and economic, that he's taken that really, in some ways, has divided this country.
Give me a sense of I guess it's denomination here, right? 500 rupees is like $7.50 American or something. So it's like the president coming out and saying, we're going to get rid of the $20 bill or maybe the 10.
It is, but I think there's a difference. You live in an economy where if that happened, it would, of course, cause trouble to many, many people. But a lot of people have access to debit cards, to credit cards, to online payments. We're talking about an economy where that simply isn't the case. If you go to most small businesses here, most small shops where people buy their food from here in India, where they buy their vegetables, their meat and fish, they don't have access to those facilities here.
It sounds like it's regular folk who are getting hit and not necessarily the bad guys. Bad guys are going to find a way, right?
That is the case already. There's a thriving black economy at the moment where they will change our old 500 and 1,000 rupee notes, you know, when they take about a 30% cut of this. So, of course, that is the case. And also, there are so many questions that are being asked at this particular point in time. Every day, the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister are holding press conferences trying to reassure the Indian public that, look, this is for your good and this is going to help the country. But each day they do it, they now seem to lengthen the increase of the impact. It started off that it'll be a week or two, then moved to 3 weeks. Now they're talking about 50 days. 50 days for an economy to be without the amount of cash that it needs is a huge amount of time. And remember, I'm describing to you the situation in one of India's great cities, Kolkata.
Right.
In rural India, the situation is even more desperate. You know, in some ways, people are saying that trying to take out 85% of the currency in a country of 1.3 billion people is almost an impossible task.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon. We got him in Calcutta. Rahul, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed.